Chapter 8, Request Traces and Operational Audibility. Address decisions are often inspected after the fact. A delivery failed. A customer says the driver went to the wrong place. A dispatcher wants to know why the stop was accepted. Finance sees a spike in geocoding cost. Engineering gets asked whether the provider was down. Support needs to explain what happened. In all of these cases, the question is the same. What happened on this address? If the system cannot answer that question, the company falls back to manual archaeology. Someone copies the address. Someone reruns it in a provider dashboard. Someone checks logs. Someone looks at the order. Someone asks operations whether the area is known to be problematic. Everyone guesses. A trace turns that investigation into a query. At minimum, a useful address trace should start with a request ID. This is a stable identifier that ties the API call, application logs, provider attempts, cache lookup, final response, and customer support investigation together. A header like x-request-id is one of the cheapest pieces of auditability a system can add, but it changes how debuggable the platform becomes. The trace should include the raw input address, not the cleaned version only, the exact input the system received. This matters because many failures originate in the difference between what the customer typed and what the system understood. It should include the normalized address. This shows how the system parsed and cleaned the input. Street number, locality, postal code, region, unit, country, and notes. If the normalizer changed something incorrectly, the trace should make that visible. It should include cache status. Was this a cache hit, miss, expired entry, or private database match? If a cached result was used, which entry was it? Was it created from open data, a provider, or a previous correction? Cache is powerful, but only if teams can understand when it influenced the result. It should include provider attempts. Which providers were called? In what order? What latency did each provider have? Did any provider time out? Did any return no result? Did the system skip a provider because a stop condition was met? This helps engineering and finance understand both quality and cost. It should include selected candidate information. Which candidate was chosen from which source, with what accuracy level, and why? If multiple candidates existed, the system should ideally show the main alternatives and why they were rejected. It should include quality metadata, accuracy level, confidence, spatial relevance, normalized address match, reason codes, and recommended action all help explain the decision in operational language. This is not only useful for engineering. Support benefits, because they can answer customer questions without asking developers to inspect logs. Operations benefits, because they can see whether an address was accepted as rooftop, street level, approximate, or risky. Finance benefits, because provider attempts and cache behavior explain usage and cost. Product benefits, because traces reveal patterns, specific countries, providers, address formats, or customers may produce more uncertainty. Traces also matter for reconciliation. Enterprise customers often want to compare address hub activity with their own logs. They may want to know which request corresponds to which order, whether a specific address was processed, why an address was charged, or which provider attempts happened. Without request-level traceability, reconciliation becomes a dispute. With traceability, it becomes an export. Auditability is also important for trust. A black box geocoding flow forces the customer to accept the final coordinate without explanation. A traceable address intelligence flow shows the work. Input, normalization, candidates, scoring, cache, and response. Even when the result is not perfect, the system can explain what it knew and what it did not know. This is especially important when the system rejects a result or marks an address as not ready. Operations teams are more likely to trust a review required decision if the reason is visible. Missing street number, provider disagreement, locality mismatch, postal centroid, or result outside expected area. Traces also shorten feedback loops. If a customer reports a bad result, the team can inspect the trace and identify where the issue happened. Was it parsing? Was it provider coverage? Was it scoring too permissive? Was the cache stale? Was the fallback strategy wrong for that country? Without a trace, every issue is anecdotal. With traces, issues become diagnosable. This does not mean every trace has to expose every internal detail to every user. There can be different levels of visibility. Internal engineering traces, customer-facing request metadata, downloadable reconciliation exports, and support views. The important point is that the system captures the decision path when the request happens. If you cannot replay the decision, you cannot debug the failure. And if you cannot debug the failure, address quality becomes a debate instead of an engineering discipline. Key takeaways. First, request IDs are the foundation of operational auditability. Second, useful traces include raw input, normalized address, cache status, provider attempts, selected candidate, rejected alternatives, and quality metadata. Third, traces are not just for engineering. They help support, operations, finance, and customers understand address decisions. And fourth, traceability turns address quality from a black box into a system that can be investigated, improved, and trusted.